Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it certainly wasn't the worst news possible when it came to Mike Clevenger that the Padres seemed to be getting. Nothing official out, but we're going to discuss it coming up here. This segment of Men and Woods brought to you by Spectrum Business. At Spectrum Business, the price you see is the price you pay. There are no added phone taxes or hidden fees for internet and phone service. Unlike other providers, there's no more guesswork trying to figure out how much you'll actually pay every month. With Spectrum Business, you'll know. We've gotten a few tweets from the insider crowd in baseball regarding the injury to Mike Clevenger that pulled him out of the game on Wednesday after just one inning. And I, you know, obviously you've been off, so I didn't get the your immediate reaction on Wednesday and how much of a state of panic you were in.
I honestly was watching the game. I was under the influence of some cough medication, so. I honestly, when it happened, I just figured, okay, they've been weird. They've been coy and strange in the way that they've handled things all year. And it's not exclusive to the Padres. A lot of teams are doing this. A lot of teams are being weird about stuff. They're weird with their lineups. They're just doing weird stuff in a weird season. So, I didn't panic too much about it until I started to see the tweet saying, no, this was not scheduled. There's an issue. Now we knew he had a bicep tightness, and so that was a little bit of a concern. He said he felt good enough to go out there and throw, and he did. He looked pretty damn good in the one inning he pitched, and then came in, I guess he told Jace Tingler, yeah, it's tight. It's tight right here. So they shut him down in what I believe an abundance of caution, you know, and I think that's the right move. But now, you know, when the reports start coming out that, you know, he may not be able to pitch at all, yeah, man, you're panicked. Like, you're a little bit panicked. Because he's an arm that you are definitely depending on. He makes your team infinitely better. He's a guy you could give the ball to in a game one of any series. And, yeah, it sucks. But they're also a very deep team, and guys are going to need to step up.
The first reports that came out were pretty gloomy. It was basically it could be any one of a number of things, but pretty much any of them will mean he's unlikely to pitch in the postseason. So, you know, I'm starting to brace myself for an October without Mike Clevenger.
Right.
Yesterday, we got a couple of tweets. Baseball insider Robert Murray tweeted, there is significant optimism that San Diego Padres pitcher Mike Clevenger avoided a serious injury, according to leaked sources. He received additional tests today, and while nothing is official, there is hope he will be able to pitch at some point in the postseason. And then MLBRadio.com insider John Heyman tweeted, Padres appear to be targeting round three of the playoffs, NLCS for ace Mike Clevenger, possibly round two if all goes perfectly. So it sounds like the wild card round is just about out for MC.
Okay.
You can hope that Mike Clevenger is going to pitch, but that hope requires the Padres winning without him a little bit and advancing. And I,
which I fully believe they can do.
You know, I talked to some of my own sources inside the Padres organization, and it did align with what John Heyman was tweeting, is that they're not expecting to see Mike Clevenger in this first best of three series this next week. He's got, you know, some sort of, you know, tightness, elbow issue. The MRIs look good. It's not, you know, something that they are truly worried about in terms of long-term or surgery or anything like that. But it's something that's, you know, at least require, probably a couple of weeks of rest. So, you know, by the time you get through that first round, yeah, maybe if everything goes well and he responds incredibly well to treatment, there's a chance you could see him in the NLDS. But otherwise, you know, for, you know, the most likely scenario, it would take until at least the NLCS, the third round of the playoffs, before they think Clevinger could be back.
So best of three, best of five,
yeah,
and then seven.
Yeah, the bummer about that is that, you know, the NLDS would be the series where the Padres were going to meet the Dodgers.
Allegedly. And if we handle business and
they handle business, that's where you'd face the Dodgers. You want your best guys and your best pitchers to have the best chance to take out the favorites in the National League. They even held Mike Clevinger back, you'll remember, from that series against the Dodgers, so they wouldn't get a chance to see him.
Yeah.
He might be more effective in that series. They strategized around having Mike Clevinger available for the Dodgers. And, of course, you know, fate intervenes with other plans that might make him unavailable in that series. So you may not see Mike Clevinger, because if the Padres can't get past the Dodgers without him, he may not have enough time to come back. If the Padres keep going on, though, it's looking more and more likely that Mike Clevinger could be there. And imagine if the Padres do manage to win a couple of playoff series, what a boost that would be to get that guy back as you're going into a critical NLCS or even a World Series later in October. You know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, World Series legends are made out of when that happens. But that's putting the cart ahead of the horse a little
bit. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, and I want to focus on the guys that we do have, and I want to focus on the guys that we believe in to get us through the first one. You know, you got to crawl before you can walk, and whoever awaits them is going to be a tough team. It doesn't matter. They're clearly going to be a playoff team for a reason, and I understand that it's expanded playoffs and all that, but there are teams right now battling for their lives, and when you're that hungry and you're playing and you're scrapping every night and you eke your way into the playoffs – and you're playing a team that's kind of been, you know, clinched for 10 days or so, weird stuff can happen in the playoffs. We all know that. So I still love our chances with Denelson Lamet in a game one and Zach Davies in a game two. I do. And Chris Paddock in a game three, if necessary. So we still have depth. We still have a really good bullpen. We're going to have guys that are rested. We're going to have guys that are sharp. Yeah, Garrett Richards is a long man. I mean, it's better than anything we've had in the past, that's for sure.
Need a contestant for Real or Fake, a chance to win one more of those $25 Bergen Beer Company gift cards. 833-288-0973, and Woodsy's back, so you can try to take him down again. 833-288-0973. We'll play in just a second. I want to talk about the Padres' offense as well, but you mentioned the pitching rotation just quickly. All right, great. They've got three guys that you feel decent about. Lamet, really good. Davies, pretty good. Paddock, you can at least envision. Hey, if good Paddock goes up, great. Now, he's your opening day starter.
Yep.
You know, he could be great. What do you do after that, though, Woods? What if there's a game four in the NLDS? There's certainly going to be a game four if you get to the NLCS. You don't have Mike Clevinger. Who are you starting in game four of a playoff series?
Denelson Lamet.
On 2 days rest.
3 days.
Two. Game one, no. Game two and three. There's no off days. Game four. You can't start Denelson Lamet.
Garrett Richards.
Okay, well, and Jace Tingler
said. Adrian Morihone.
This is where I'm starting
Luis
to get
Patino.
A little bit worried.
I know, yeah, of course. I mean, you're going to need guys that are ready to step up.
We're almost certainly heading, if the Padres win, for a bullpen day in the playoffs.
Of course.
It's not unheard of. I think we kind of saw it last year in the playoffs. Some teams went with bullpen days. But it just hasn't been the most successful course for the Padres this season. Now, they've had some good bullpen days. Even when Clevinger went out on Wednesday, Morihone had a terrible inning. After that, they had seven innings of one-run ball out of that bullpen. The bullpen has pitched better lately. You're just relying on them a little heavily. If you need that in the postseason with no off days,
days is brutal.
You may have taxed the bullpen the day before because you needed to get. You know what? If a game goes extra innings, there's no runner on second base. You might have to play 13 innings and then come back with a bullpen day the next day. It's just not an ideal situation, Woods, in terms of not having Mike Clevinger if a series goes deep. Now, if the Padres sweep every series, yeah, great. That's the easy way to go, but that's just unlikely to happen. All right, get ready to play Real or Fake. Before we do that, just quickly, a reminder, drive-in movies are back big time. It's the preferred 2020 version of watching films on the big screen. In partnership with Westfield UTC, San Diego's ultimate shopping and leisure experience, the parking lot will be transformed into the perfect spot for drive-in movies. The COVID-appropriate venue will space cars 6 feet apart. Feature film favorites tonight, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., tomorrow, Yesterday. For tickets, go to sdfilmfest.com. All right, let's get to it. It's time for today's game of Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Well, this will come in handy maybe this weekend, especially if you're up in the Carlsbad area. A $25 gift card to Virgin Beer. Virgin Beer Company, open every day for on-site enjoyment. They've set up a nice outdoor beer garden to enjoy their spectacular brews. You can visit them online at virginbeer.com. We've got Ryder on the line ready to take you on. Woods, good morning, Ryder.
Ryder, hardly know her.
How's it going, guys?
Good, buddy.
All right, five rounds, head-to-head. All you have to do is separate the real from fake. Here we go. Aztecs back in business, as we learned earlier this hour. Mountain West announced last night that they'll begin an 8-game fall football schedule on October 24th. So today on Real or Fake, I'm going to test you on your Mountain West knowledge. I will name a city. You have to tell me if it's a real home of a Mountain West football school or a fake that isn't associated with the Mountain West at all. You got it, guys?
Got it.
All right, Woods, you are first up. Cheyenne.
Got it.
Real or fake?
Cheyenne, Wyoming is real.
Playing Laramie.
Damn it,
Laramie.
I knew that as soon as I said it.
Chance for you to take the lead here, Ryder. Colorado Springs, Ryder, real or fake, Mountain West City?
I'm going to go with fake.
The Air Force Academy is located. All right, no points in the first round. Round two, Woods. San Jose, California, real or fake?
Real.
San Jose State, yeah. Easy point for Woods. Let's try Albuquerque. Ryder, real or fake?
Real.
Yeah. Along with the University of New Mexico Lobos. All right, 1-1. Round three, Woods. Stockton.
Stockton, California would be real.
Over the University of Pacific, but they're not in the Mountain West, so no point for you there. Ryder, round three. Durango, real or fake, Ryder?
Fake.
Yeah, no Mountain West City in Durango. All right, 2-1 Ryder. Round four, Woods. Carson City, real or fake?
Carson City, Nevada. Fake.
Thanks. The University of Nevada plays in Reno. Carson City.
Hell yeah.
All right, 2-2. Ryder, round four for you. Honolulu, real or fake?
Fake. That's black.
White football team does play in the Mountain West. So that is real. All right, tied going into the final round. Woodsy, Fort Collins.
Fort Collins, Colorado, Ben, is real.
Yeah, home of the Colorado State Rams. All right, you need this one to finish in a tie and win the prize, Ryder, so no pressure here. But real or fake, Mountain West City, Wichita, real or fake?
Got to be fake.
Gotta be
fake.
Good job. Tie goes to the listener. Congratulations, Ryder. You win the $25 Virgin Beer Company gift card. And thank you for playing Real or Fake.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I've actually been to most of those Mountain West cities.
I have too, but never for Mountain West football. It is my old territory.
Yeah, you constantly circled the West
and
the United States when you were in sales.
Those were good times. Good times. Just me alone in my car, staying at Hampton Inns. Good
times. Destroying them in the Phoenix area,
yes,
if I remember correctly.
Yes, flooding them.
Stories that probably shouldn't be told, but sometimes get told anyway.
Yep, we've got half
the show still to go. Woodsy, since you're back, I really want to find out how worried you are about the Padres' offense.
Okay.
Over these last couple of days, really longer than that they've been struggling. Do you feel like they can turn it around in time for the postseason? That is coming up with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.